Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 43 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 12 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas Kitchen. During Christmas, we often find ourselves in the kitchen more than other times of the year. From cooking December dinners to making favorite foods for family and friends, you need to plan. Today, I want to discuss ideas and helpful tips for calming the Christmas chaos in your kitchen. Don't get stressed from all the preparations. Let's gather our recipes and work on our menus and grocery lists. The first thing to do is to make a list of all the foods you remember fondly from your childhood or past Christmas seasons. We'll refer back to this list later. Next, I want you to make a list of your must-have Christmas foods. You know, those foods that when you see and taste them say, it is Christmas. What I want you to do is to get out a piece of paper or the corresponding Christmas organizing form and write a list of all the foods that for you are a must-have at Christmas. Make sure to note next to it what occasion it is for, or is it just a general Christmas food? Now I want to tell you about one of my must-have Christmas foods at Christmas. It's our Christmas Eve dinner, and it consists of a meat and cheese tray with croissants, Ruffles chips, homemade French onion dip made with Lipton dry onion soup mix, and homemade Chex mix with extra pretzels. This takes me back to Christmases as a teenager with my mother. It was simple to do, and we snacked before and after Christmas Eve services at church and had friends over to celebrate. I have continued this tradition with my children. Earlier, we listed out our favorite foods at Christmas, and now it's time to go and ask your family. You might be surprised at what they tell you. What I want you to do is get out a blank sheet of paper or use the corresponding Christmas organizing form and seek out your family members. You can do this in person, via text, on the phone, or even via email. The important part is to ask and, of course, hope you get a response. Make a note of the different items everyone says and refer back to this as you are preparing for your Christmas celebrations. What I normally do with this information is to work the different favorite foods into our family Christmas celebrations. For instance, my daughter loves homemade sausage balls. This is a favorite food by not only her, but other members of our family, so it's a must-have food for Christmas Day. Now that you have made a list of must-have items, reminisce about foods from the past, and ask your family what their favorite foods at Christmas are, it's time to make a list for this Christmas. Taking into account the information you've gathered, make a list of items you want to make and serve at home for this Christmas season. Use a sheet of paper or the corresponding Christmas organizing form to plan the items and what event they are for this Christmas. Use multiple sheets if needed. We'll refer back to this list when we work on our activities and events later. The final list I want you to make is make ahead Christmas foods. Fill this form out with a list of foods that you want to have at Christmas that you can make ahead and will keep for an extended amount of time or something you can freeze. By making this list, it will keep you from making everything at the last minute. One thing I do is to make and freeze different kinds of cookie dough. This allows me to pull out what I need when I need it for activities at my house or events I am attending and need to take a dish. I also make spice tea and fudge ahead of time, keeping them in airtight containers. With a little planning, your Christmas foods can be memorable and not stressful. For more information on Christmas kitchen planning, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas food gifts. People love getting homemade goodies, and we'll discuss tips and ideas for your gift-giving foods. Don't forget to join our email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.